From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. As many ag support programs look for answers, environmental quality incentives program funding will continue despite the lack of a farm bill. Through the EQIP, the Natural Resource Conservation Service provides financial assistance for projects that improve conservation practices with soil, water, air, and other resources. AgNetWest.com reports EQIP is one of the programs that goes beyond the end of the five-year farm bill period, so it's authorized through the end of fiscal year 2019. President Trump isn't running for office in the midterm elections, but he will play a key role in how votes are cast in rural America. In the latest Farm Journal Pulse poll, 62% of those 919 polled say they'll vote for Republicans to support the president, while only 11% said they'd vote for Democrats to oppose him. According to AgWeb.com, the polling comes on the heels of significant political wins for the president, the confirmation of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh, and a tentative NAFTA revision. Vice President Mike Pence spoke to farmers at the Sunbelt Ag Expo in Georgia last week and toured agricultural damage caused by Hurricane Michael. Pence tells AgWire.com it's a once-in-a-generation storm that dealt a direct and devastating blow to Florida's panhandle and Sunbelt's farm country. Former Georgia Governor Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue accompanied Pence on the tour. Pence was briefed by Ag Commissioner Gary Black about the extent of the hurricane's agricultural destruction. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.